Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Just remember, it's not your money.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You'll just pull more off the tree.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
I'm good. You're really letting him change the narrative.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
All right. Campy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. All-wheel drive away event from Subaru is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Joe from Quincy.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Joe?
Yep. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, there she goes.
Miss America.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. A new hype video dropped online for season 5 of Stranger Things. The show returns November 26th. Which decade does the show take place in?
Great. Not really a Stranger Things kind of guy.
Okay, you just want to take a guess?
Maybe 1980s.
Good guess. Question number two. Miley Cyrus is now the face of Maybelline, the global cosmetic company. What is their famous tagline?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Question number three. It's National One Hit Wonder Day. Which band sings this one hit wonder? Take a listen.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
This is Sal's new theme song.
Name that song.
I don't remember it.
Question number four. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Can you name the Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he played eccentric tycoon Howard Hughes, detailing his rise in Hollywood aviation, but also his mental health struggles?
The Aviator.
And question number five, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky welcomed baby number three, a girl named Rocky. People have been waiting on new music from Rihanna for a while. What year did she release her last album, Anti?
2016.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're a very good guesser.
I know some of the things, but other things.
Kennedy, Joe.
I don't watch Stranger Things, but my sister watches it all the time.
Joe from Quincy, who works nights as a police dispatcher, he has heard some things.
Yeah, that must be a crazy job.
Oh, yeah. I used to work on Methadone Mile as a cop, too. So,
got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough. Dude. Are you ready?
Thank you.
A new hype video dropped online for season 5 of Stranger Things. It comes out in 2075. Actually, the show returns November 26th, and the kids are 80.
There's just going to be a time capsule with the last season to open in the year 3000.
What decade does the show Stranger Things take place in?
The 80s.
Yes. Tied at 1, question number 2. Miley Cyrus is now the face of Maybelline. What is their famous tagline, Kennedy?
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, you had half of it, Joe. 2-1.
Gotcha.
It's National One Hit Wonder Day. Which band sings this one-hit wonder?
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
Chumba Wumba.
3-1. Question number 4. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Leonardo DiCaprio was in a movie where he played an eccentric tycoon, Howard Hughes, detailing the rise in Hollywood aviation, but also his mental health struggles. Name the movie.
The Aviator.
4-2. Question number 5. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky welcomed baby number 3. It's been a while since she's had a new album, Kennedy.
It has.
Yeah, Auntie was the album. What year was it?
Ooh.
1847.
2015.
It's close, guys. 2016.
Ooh, so close.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work.
Good job, Kennedy.
Yep. You too.
Good job. Good job, Joe.
So just do that on Monday when it's for $1,000 and you'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Sweating.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joe from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time. KB Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Jan.
Hi.
Melanie's already been to the gym and is headed home.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We kick Kennedy out, please. Yep.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Melanie, you understand how this works. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win the money. And a reminder, if you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Yes.
Question number 1, Jimmy Kimmel's monologue had a record-breaking 19 million views on YouTube as of last night. The network is also expecting a spike in broadcast ratings despite the boycotts by Sinclair and Nexstar. Which network airs the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
I don't know.
Question number 2. Rihanna and her partner welcomed baby number 3, a girl named Rocky Irish Myers. She was born September 13th. Who is her partner?
I don't think it's Usher, but I guess I'll go with that because I don't know.
They would make some pretty babies. Question number 3.
Yeah.
This comedian says he didn't plan on having to donate $250,000 to the Boys and Girls Club after the Emmys. Who is he?
$50,000. I don't know.
All right. Question number 4.
I'm bombing out.
That's okay. It's National One Hit Wonder Day. A list of the special hits include OMC's How Bizarre, The Knack's My Sharona, and Butterfly by which band? Sweet Butterfly, Dan.
Butterfly? I don't know.
Oh, I want to help you so bad.
Question number 5.
Oh, I wish you could. Me too.
And question number 5, Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Leonardo's agent said his real name sounded too ethnic and he'd never get hired. His new movie out this weekend already has a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Can you name the new movie?
Oh my gosh, I've seen Coming Attractions.
Yep.
Nope.
All right,
zero.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Get a match
today.
Kennedy! Oh my God.
That's all right. You were a delight to have on.
At least you already got your steps in.
Oh, thank
more than
you.
We've done.
You're right.
Kennedy, welcome back. Melanie got 0 out of 5. That is what we call a Mac. These are tough. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue had a record-breaking 19 million views on YouTube as of last night. The network is also expecting a spike in broadcast ratings, despite the boycotts from Sinclair and Nexstar. Which network airs that show?
ABC.
1-0. ABC is it. Rihanna and her partner welcome baby number 3. She was born September 13th. Who is her partner?
ASAP Rocky.
Yes, not Usher.
Oh, I never would have got that.
Usher probably has some kids out there.
This comedian says he didn't plan on having to donate $250,000 to the Boys and Girls Club after the Emmys. Who is he?
Nate Bargatze.
3-0. It is National One-Hit Wonder Day. A list of these special hits include OMC's How Bizarre, The Knack's My Sharona, and Butterfly by which band?
Sugar Baby.
Come a lady. Come a lady. You're my butterfly.
I'm not going to get it.
Crazy Town.
Crazy Town.
Oh, do you remember Crazy Town?
I do.
And VH1 had that show.
Later when it was a hit, Dan.
Yeah, back when reality was the Wild West, VH1 had Celebrity Rehab. And he was on like a roof doing drugs and they were filming him.
I'd love him.
3-0, like question number 4, or question number 5. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. His agent thought his name sounded too ethnic and he would never get hired. His new movie is out this weekend. It already has a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Name the movie.
No, I have no idea.
One battle after another, Kennedy. Mm. And 3-0 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Well, Melanie, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I will say this. Now that I heard all the answers, I would not have known any of them. No wonder.
Fair.
But thank you. I had fun. And this is Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jackie from Woburn.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, Jackie.
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I saw they just announced on Netflix they're bringing back Nurse Jackie.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I never watched that show, but I know it was very popular.
Yeah, I watched it for a few seasons. Yeah. Edie Falco was very good.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Jackie. You win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, I think I lost you for a second, but you're back.
Okay. Are you ready for the game?
I am.
I know you've been prepping for this for
a lifetime, really.
A whole life.
A whole lifetime.
Question number 1. There's a new supergroup. It's called Howl, Owl, Howl. It features Mike Mills from REM, Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker from which 90s band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
They could have workshopped that name a little more.
Howl, Owl, Howl. Emma Watson opened up about getting slapped with a 6-month driving ban after a 2024 speeding offense. She joked about switching to cycling and laughed off the media frenzy. Emma played Hermione in Harry Potter. Her parents did not have magical powers. What are those people called?
Oh, my goodness. I know this is wrong. I'm just going to say warlocks.
Question number three. Rapper T.I. is 45 today. One of his biggest songs is Live Your Life. It spent 6 weeks at number one. Which singer features on that song with him?
Rihanna.
Kate Gosselin shared on TikTok that she's been in a happy relationship for about 15 months. What is the name of the hit TLC reality show Kate Gosselin and her family starred in?
Something in Kate Plus 8.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, what's his name?
I can't think of his name. All right, question number five. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Charlie Sheen did end up going by a stage name, though. What is his real name? That is tough, Dan.
Last name is Estevez.
Okay.
First name... I'm just going to say Charles Estevez. I think it's not... It begins with a J, maybe, but it's all I got.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. You were...
Kennedy!
You were tracking there a little bit. Wasn't a bad guess.
Emilio, yeah.
Emilio!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Jackie from Woburn, from the Woo, got two. What is that weird day?
Okay.
Well done, Jackie.
Try that again.
It's a softie.
Thank you.
There we go. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. There is a new supergroup. It's called Howl, Owl, Howl. It features Mike Mills from REM, Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker from which 90s band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
I think I saw the other day that Hootie's doing a show at the Paradise.
Hootie or Darius?
Or Darius, excuse me. Darius Rucker.
He loves it here. He just played Quincy not too long ago.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That would be a lot of fun. Tied to one. Question number two. Emma Watson opened up about getting slapped with a six-month driving ban after a 2024 speeding infraction. She joked about switching to cycling and laughed off the media frenzy. Emma played Hermione in Harry Potter. Her parents did not have magical powers. What are those people called?
Muggles. And why did she not make a ride a broom joke? Like, that was the joke.
She's trying to distance herself from Harry Potter.
It just, you know.
Tom Felton's still leaning into it. He's slithering all day until he dies.
Never let it go.
Right.
2-1, question number three. Rapper T.I., 45 today, one of his biggest hits is Live Your Life, which spent 6 weeks at the top of the charts, Kennedy. Which singer featured on that song with him?
It's Rihanna, yeah?
Yeah, Rihanna, but I'll accept.
Isn't that what I said?
You said Rihanna.
No, I didn't.
You said Rihanna.
Run it back.
I will run it back. Dan, can you pull the tape?
I already forgot what you guys were talking about.
I think we recorded on VCR tape every day. 3-2. Question number four. Kate Gosselin shared on TikTok that she has been in a happy relationship for 15 months. What was the name of the hit TLC reality show Kate Gosselin and her family starred on?
John and Kate Plus 8.
Oh, that was a time to be alive, wasn't it, Kennedy?
Those poor kids will be in therapy for their rest.
I just remembered that.
John, yep.
And she's dating the bodyguard that she said she wasn't dating then.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Spicy.
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 4-2, question number five. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Charlie Sheen did end up going by a stage name. What is his real name?
Charlie Sheen's real name?
Yep.
Well, I know the last name's Estevez, but I don't know. Charlie Estevez?
Guys, I don't know what's going on with my equipment here this morning. Carlos.
Carlos.
Right? Makes sense.
I did know
Carlos,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I did know that.
4-2 is the final score, I believe. I'm sorry, Jack, you don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks.
But you're not leaving empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler at September 30th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit LiveNation.com. But you are going to that show, okay?
I am so excited. I love him so much.
I will see you there. Woburn represent.
Yay! They can carpool from Uber. No.
I love this so much, Dan. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Jackie?
I am Jackie from Woburn, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.